everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Joe DeCamera. This is a segment we call Rivalry Renewed, and we're talking about the Eagles and the Browns, who get it going in 2016, of course, on Sunday. But, Joe, it's a rivalry that has produced some really memorable games, and let's be honest here, the Cleveland Browns, the terrors of the NFL in the 1950s, the Eagles, the terrors of the NFL in 1960. Since then, the Browns have kind of dominated things.
Yeah, they have. But in recent years, there have been some games that have stood out that the Eagles have won. I mean, you know, for one thing, I remember the game in 1991, Dave. I'm sure you remember the game in 91 when, Jim McMahon could barely lift his arm up, and, you know, the Eagles found a way to get him in the game, and he played such a memorable game. It was a huge comeback, and, you know, ultimately Webster Slaughter. I don't know how many people remember Webster Slaughter dropping that punt, and Eagles were able to, you know, get on the punt and win the game late. That was also the game, Dave, when Ben Smith tore his knee.
Yeah.
And he was never the same. So that was a shame. But Jim McMahon ended up on the cover of Sports Illustrated the next week.
Which is up framed at the NovaCare Complex.
Mass Marvel, I believe.
Thank you so much for dating me. That's very nice of you. In 2000, Donovan McNabb threw for more than 390 yards as the Eagles beat the Browns. And you kind of said, hey, Donovan McNabb is the real deal.
Well, and not just Donovan, but the team. You know, I remember watching that game, and it was in December of 2000. Of course, you know, in 99, Donovan got in there halfway through the year. 2000, the team was still trying to find its way, obviously, but surging in the right direction. This was around the same time when Donovan had his memorable game down in Washington versus the Redskins with the play where he was, you know, faking out, I think it was Mark Carrier. But you got this sense, hey, this Eagles team's good. You know what I'm saying? Dawk and Trott and Troy and Bobby T and Donovan. You just got that sense, hey, this whole team is rounding into shape.
Yeah. Okay. 2004, Terrell Owens has the big game against the Cleveland Browns as the Eagles win on a David Akers field goal in overtime. And, of course, T.O. entertained us by ripping down the sign in the end zone. The Browns, ironically, quarterbacked by Jeff Garcia that day, former teammate of Owens and then later a former Eagles quarterback.
That's correct.
Yeah, good game. Good game on the road for the Eagles.
Had a good run in 06 for the Eagles.
Any other games, Joe?
Well, I remember the last time the Eagles and Browns played in a season opener. It was a really ugly game. It was back in 2012.
Yep.
And the Eagles struggled and the Browns struggled. And I guess maybe the Browns played better than expected. The Eagles a little worse than expected. In the end, the Eagles pulled it out. Low scoring game. Clay Harbor with a touchdown very late in the game. But, you know, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie had two interceptions. That was a good thing. But just there was a lot of turnovers. It was ugly. And, it you know, that was a season where obviously the Eagles were trying to come out of the dream team year from the year before in 2011 and put something together. And that was one of those things, Dave, where you saw the first game and, well, the Eagles won the game, but something doesn't look quite right. And certainly that season, you know, bore that out.
It didn't go quite right for the Philadelphia Eagles. And then, of course, the rivalry gets a little push this year as the Cleveland Browns, at the number two position overall in the draft, have an opportunity to stay there and take one of the two highly touted quarterbacks. The Eagles instead moving up, getting the number two pick and taking Carson Wentz.
Well, David, let's face facts. We go 20, 30 years in the future. It's entirely possible that April of 2016 could be the moment between the Eagles and Browns from a rivalry standpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, their decision to not draft Carson Wentz, to trade the pick, is a huge spot for them as a franchise, a huge spot for the Eagles as a franchise. That's a real pivot point in history, and time will tell how it works out. But I will tell you this, I'm glad the Eagles have Carson Wentz.
And I will say this, it's a rivalry renewed.
Yes,
thanks for joining us.
Yeah.